Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 28, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Impact of atrial fibrillation, diabetes mellitus, and obesity on outcomes with aspirin avoidance and hemocompatibility with a left ventricular assist device, an analysis from the ARIES-HM3 trial. The ARIES-HM3 trial confirmed the safety and effectiveness of aspirin elimination from the antithrombotic regimen following HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist device implantation. This specific analysis determined the interaction of atrial fibrillation, diabetes mellitus, and obesity with aspirin elimination regarding hemocompatibility-related adverse events at 1 year post-implant. The trial randomized patients with a HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist device to receive aspirin or placebo. This investigation informs personalized antithrombotic management for patients with these common comorbidities. Article number 2. Immune checkpoint inhibitors, atherosclerotic cardiovascular events, and plaque progression among women with cancer. Immune checkpoint inhibitors are associated with a threefold risk of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. This single-center retrospective study demonstrated factors associated with atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease in women following immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy. The investigation also characterized plaque progression specifically among women with cancer receiving these treatments. Article number 3. Loss of endothelial YAP-TAZ reduces the size of chronic stroke lesions and alters the endothelial environment. The loss of endothelial YES-associated protein 1 and WW domain containing transcription regulator 1 reduced the size of chronic stroke lesions and altered the endothelial environment. This study revealed that brain endothelial cells play a critical role in determining stroke outcomes. The findings indicate a potential therapeutic target for ischemic stroke, a leading cause of morbidity and mortality. Article number 4. Detrimental effect of plasma from patients with severe aortic stenosis on valvular endothelial cells, role of pro-inflammatory cytokines, and factor XA. Plasma from patients with severe aortic stenosis had a detrimental effect on valvular endothelial cells. This effect included inducing oxidative stress and contributing to valvular endothelial cell dysfunction. Pro-inflammatory cytokines, such as interleukin and tumor necrosis factor alpha, along with factor XA, were found to mediate these harmful processes. The study identified key plasma components contributing to aortic stenosis progression. Article number 5. Intracellular osteopontin of macrophages promotes carotid plaques formation by inducing foam cells and releasing pro-inflammatory cytokines. Intracellular osteopontin within macrophages promotes carotid plaque formation by inducing foam cell formation and releasing pro-inflammatory cytokines. Single-cell RNA sequencing of human carotid plaques identified major cell types and a key cell cluster involved in plaque development. In vitro experiments further confirm the role of osteopontin in macrophages in this process. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.